latest team news from clubcall.com.
Here are your latest Manchester City headlines, and we'll start with the news that Pep Guardiola has calmed down fears that Vincent Kompany's condition could see him leave the club and insists he will have a role next season. The injury-plagued captain was on a new sub for Saturday's Premier League win over Hull after making his long-awaited return to the side at Chelsea last Wednesday. The 31-year-old has made just 7 appearances in another frustrating campaign, but although there was a minor setback in the Stamford Bridge outing, Guardiola is confident he will be back up to speed in no time. He can do that, hopefully in the next period in the future he can do that, but after the game against Chelsea he reacted to that, had problems with the leg, and we didn't want to take a risk. Of course the good news was he could play 90 minutes, a tough game at Stamford Bridge, and he played at a high level. What we have seen these 2 or 3 days, he's ready for the next game. When asked about next season, he said yes, he has a contract. Moving on, according to reports in England, Man City will reject Tuna's offer to take Joe Hart on loan for another season and will sell him. He's been dropped to the asking price then for him, down to £15 million, and shouldn't have any problems offloading the England man this summer. He's a contract until 2019 and is believed to be on a basic wage of £100,000 a week. Liverpool, Arsenal and West Ham have all been linked with the keeper, who was the first casualty of the Guardiola reign at Man City. Despite the fate of Claudio Bravo and Willie Caballero, he's still set to leave the Etihad Stadium. Finally then, and the club could be in a hurry to try and sign defender Ben Gibson from Middlesbrough, with Leicester City now preparing a £30 million bid. City, Liverpool and Chelsea have already scouted him so far this season, but 24-year-old, the nephew of Borough chairman Steve Gibson, is eager to play Premier League football, and with Borough destined for relegation, Leicester are prepared to make their bid, and City may need to make their move quicker in order to catch and sign their man. That's all then for today's news so far. We'll have more news later.